Hello, everybody, and welcome to Outcomes of Sun Radio and Podcast with my wonderful co-host, Melissa Yamaguchi. I'm Marielle Hemingway, and you're listening to Outcomes of the Sun. And what are we going to talk about today, Missy?
Well, you know, we always cover mental health, but I want to read something to you that my mother found in the paper and sent to me. Balance your mental health amid news overload. Okay, that's relevant, right? At any time. Here's the question. I cannot stop watching the news all day and it's making me anxious. How can I balance staying informed with my mental health? Here's the answer. Many people struggle with this issue. We want to stay informed and not ignore the reality of the world news, but the toll it takes on mental health can be devastating. So this person works with a lot of people in dementia. People with dementia are especially heightened in their sensitivity to emotions around them. If people in their family are stressed out from the news, then it stresses out the person with dementia even more. So she said, we impose our own media restrictions. Don't scroll the news on your phone or computer during the day and try to focus on other things. Do the things that make you happy. You have the ability to practice mindfulness. Only tune into something that gives you clips, because what happens is we start feeling out of control and guilty for not being able to do something. And she said, and that translates over into every single one of your relationships. But I thought, boy, it doesn't seem like you can win for losing here, because everything you turn on just shows something from some point of view that almost feels like you get paralyzed on how to respond. I've seen people eviscerated in social media for a position they take, and I think, oh gosh, you know.
Well, and the other thing is, not only do you get paralyzed where to go, sometimes you can see why there's a majority that is going in a certain direction because of what they're hearing, right? Yeah. And I think there's like no level of like, oh, I can take this in. I can make an informed decision on both sides, because it feels as though, unless, you know, you go to one kind of broadcast versus another broadcast, I don't know, there seems to be no middle road, especially for, I don't know, it's very, very challenging. And I personally really limit, I mean, you're a news reader, watcher, whatever, but you read so much and read so quickly that you're able to take in both sides, which I have tremendous admiration for, because for most people, it's like, it's enough to, you just absorb one thing and it's not like, oh, you looked at the other side of
that's
the
right.
Article, right? And that's, you know, I think if you're going to take news in, you've got to take in all the news and then make an informed decision.
Because it's even tricky to figure out where to get the news from either side.
I know.
Because everything's so slanted.
Yeah. An informed decision really means that you've got to take in a lot, right? You've got to like really study. And most people don't have time for that. And then you get these sound bites that it reminds me of when we were going through the beginnings of COVID, right? Yeah. And nobody knew anything, right? And then you were washing your vegetables in your garage because you've seen something and you're like avidly doing that because you know nothing, right?
That's right.
But you've seen a snippet of something, and because you're in fear, you run towards that. I mean, I think it's why people, you know, so many people got really, you know, invested in masking for so long is because they never went past that first thing they heard. And not that it's bad, is, you know, awesome. Do what makes you feel comfortable. But it just seems like we need to expand our ability to look at all sides.
I think when it comes to news, because it is, you know, what we don't realize is that newscasters need to get more clicks to stay on the air.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things that they're putting forward is like clickbait to get you to last a little bit longer. So if the headlines of the ticker tape is this, what's that called? The cry on. If it's like, you know, baby found here, then everyone's like, what are they talking about? You stay there and then you're captured. And so not that every journalist is only diving out for clickbaits, but I think that a lot of news companies are under a lot of pressure by the advertisers, unfortunately, to do that. So I think in how to balance your mental health with that, by making a strong determination in the family, we're only going to turn on the news and find during this time, like it can't be on when you first wake up in the morning and you're starting your day to turn on the news, it's just got to be devastating. It's just, and you know, if I were a journalist, I'd be sad to hear me say that, but it's true. It's really hard to take in. Or if you're only going to watch it in the morning, then don't watch it before you go to bed, but figure it out and just limit yourself.
Oh, so, you know, we've talked about technology. You have to be disciplined about how much you use, yeah. Right? You know, you're not going to over, if you want to lose weight, you're not going to eat chocolate cake every night.
Right.
Or if you're just trying to maintain, you don't get to overindulge in the things that you know are bad for you. You just do a little bit, right? And I think that we need to regulate everything that we do, especially things that are addictive, number one, or that have that effect on our brains. Because, you know, when we take in that much information, I think that's the biggest problem of our modern world, yes, is that there's so much coming at you, because maybe all of these things were happening 20 years ago. We just didn't know, right?
Hey, so now I got an idea.
Everything.
Maybe you should watch the news while you're sitting on a grounding mat.
There you go. And then you're glowing and you're getting younger, like you get younger. So just for our audience to realize, my significant other, I'll call him my husband because he calls me his wife. Anyway, that's a whole show, I think. he kept coming in and going, Melissa, you look like you're 5. You look like you're 15. No, you went from 15 to like 3. Anyway, you do look very good today. So those of you listening, we're looking good. Looking good today. I think it's the holidays coming up. Anyway, such an interesting conversation and an important conversation that I think all of us are, I mean, we're all affected by it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I recall that when I kind of go through news phase. I know you listen to it, but you're very good about, like I said, looking at both sides, but I have to pull away. Like, I will get in news phases and I'll get kind of obsessed and,
yeah,
you know, I'm listening to NPR and then I'm going here and then I'm going there. And it becomes obsessive. And I think it's designed to do that. And I think what's sad about, like you were saying, the clickbait of newscasters is that it's become less journalism and more entertainment. You know, it's an entertainment show.
That's right.
And that's when you lose the truth or true journalism. Is really, it's like true documentary. A documentary is not a reality show. A documentary is showing both sides of a story.
That's right. Showing history, showing the facts.
And then you allow the audience to make their own determination.
To think for themselves. How about that?
And it even seems like documentaries these days, it's like they come with a slant. This is what I really believe. This is what I believe. And I want you.
And they're leading you down a path. Yeah. Well, Nobu, my son, who's in college, just told me that there's some states that are making it where you can graduate even if you flunked basic math and basic something else. And I said, I mean, I had my like a frog in my throat getting ready to leap out with my opinion. I said, what do you think about that? And he said, it's just easier to control people if they can't think for themselves. So if you don't know how basic math, basic history, basic anything, it's easy to control you. So I think the more we allow someone to tell us how to think, tell us where to go, try to steal our joy by being so absorbed into what's going on TV or in the news, we allow other people to control our lives. And this is the only life you get. This is it. So take control and enjoy it and bring joy into your life. And yes, be aware, but control how much is allowed to you allow into your life, especially during the holidays when everything's so stressful anyway.
Absolutely. Hey, before we end this conversation, I want to give a little kind of an intro. I want to tell you about our next guest, and I want to tell you kind of the very cool things she's done in her life, because she's a friend. I'll want to just jump right into speaking to her. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about what she's done. Our next guest is Olivia Smith, and she is She has written a book called The Mother Earth Effect. She is a producer of the award-winning, and I was in this movie, the award-winning earthing movie. She is a master NLP practitioner, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is an amazing system for mental health. I've done some work with her and she's really very good at it. She's a master hypnotherapy practitioner, and she's the co-author of Sacred Spaces. And her latest book is The Mother Earth Effect, which she wrote with somebody, she co-authored with somebody else. And it really goes into the stories of other people that other people have brought to her about their transformations from earthing, from grounding, and how she herself like changed her life. It's really extraordinary and so important. And I think you'll hear her passion about grounding and her mission to really help people to understand that it's so simple and it's such a great solution for mental and physical problems. I mean, yeah, is it the sole solution? Maybe not, but it's certainly to help you, right? So I'm excited that we're going to speak to her next. So if you're dropping off for a bit, come right back, because we've got Olivia Smith next, and she's extraordinary. Anyway, that's it.
As a mental health advocate and author, I love books. Books have the capacity to inspire, educate, transform, and ultimately help readers all over the world. So if you want to publish your book, or if you need help writing your story, I highly recommend Mindstir Media, rated the number one best book publisher around the country. Mindstir Media can help you no matter where you are in the book writing or publishing process. Go to mindstirmedia.com to learn more and schedule a consultation.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I am so happy because our guest today is a great friend. She's done so many incredible things in her life. Olivia Smith. Olivia Ramirez Smith, excuse me. You know, I don't want to leave the middle name out or the middle extra name, whatever. Anyway, you are incredible. And Olivia has done so many great, great things. She's a part of Earthing. And Earthing is a company that I've been involved with for quite a few years now. I love the company. I love their message. It really is about grounding, like literally putting your feet on the ground. So she is the lead ambassador for that brand. She's also written books about it. And she has recently written a really beautiful book called The Mother Earth Effect. I don't want to say her name wrong, with Elizabeth Hoekstra.
Yes.
Oh, well, that wasn't so bad. Anyway, you wrote it with her, and it's a wonderful book about you tell people's stories, right? Stories with earthing, the effect that the earth has had on them. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful testament to people's transformation from just connecting with Mother Earth. So talk about that with us a bit. So that we can understand really what this book is about and also how it will help people to understand earthing.
Okay, this book is about 19 courageous women that were willing to show up and tell their stories so they could help other women. And the book isn't about myself. It's about these beautiful women telling their stories. And so many of the stories have been so helpful. As other women are reading the book, what they do is they actually call their girlfriends and they start reading the chapter to them, because they find themselves or they find their girlfriends in this book that need exactly what these other women had. So what I was wanting to do was put something together where a group of women could tell their stories and other women could understand that it is possible to take care of yourself without having to go a different direction if it's not needed. So the women in this book, one of the chapters is chapter 6. It's about endometriosis. Mm-hmm. And I get so many women texting me, emailing me, and letting me know that this was their story.
Yeah.
And they've passed the childbearing age, but if they would have known about this, this could have made their life so different. So that is very touching to me that this can happen by reading this beautiful book and sharing your story, and somebody can still have children, can read chapter 6 about regarding endometriosis, and Taya happens to be the author of that chapter. Also, Brisa is in the book, and Brisa had a stroke, and I met her down in Beverly Hills. Elizabeth happened to know her, and she asked if Clint and myself would come and meet her. And Brisa had a stroke, and it was the locked-in stroke, and she survived this. And she had just come back because she had a lot of scar tissue from where the trach was. And normally when she would have that done, she would not be able to talk for quite some time. So she happened to come in right after she had it done. Clint put a patch where the trach had been, and she started to speak. She started to speak quickly. I mean, she was shocked.
Wow.
She was
Tell everybody who Clint is, by the way?
Yes, Clint Ober, the founder of earthing.com and rediscovered grounding. And so it was just phenomenal to watch this. And so when I was talking to Brisa,
I'm going to interrupt you for a second to say to our audience, when she says she put a they put a patch on her, it's a patch that goes somewhere on your body that will enable you to be grounded, right? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just wanted to make sure that people understood kind of what was going on.
So he stuck the patch close up here. And so she went home, and normally she also couldn't eat for a while because of everything that would go on when they were cleaning the tissue out. So that was just so beautiful. And so when this happened, and then when we decided to write this book, she was so courageous to come forward and tell her story because she wanted to help. And she's done TED Talks, and she's done so much. And she wanted to share her story to help other women that may have had a stroke. And so these are the kind of things that happen. We have another woman in this book who had cirrhosis of the liver. And she went into emergency. They put her in ICU. They didn't think she was going to make it. She went home, started patching the liver, putting those little patches on, grounded her bed and used a grounding pillow, and laid there and started doing this. And so there was some medication that she had taken, but the doctor basically just said, this is it. You know, it was pretty bad for her. And they said people normally with this kind of problem don't make it. So she went home, she stopped drinking, she started taking care of herself. She patches every night, grounds every day. And she is here with us today. And this happened, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And she's still here with us today. And she was able to tell her story. Now, it was such a private thing that I wasn't sure she would want to tell her story.
Right.
But she said, yes, I want to, because I want to help anyone out there that I can help. And that's why this book is so dear to me, because women, they put themselves out there. And it's so important what they're doing to help other women. And I was just at a retreat in North Carolina. Clint and myself went to this retreat, and we were hosting it along with Alice. And the women there, we grounded them. We did grounded yoga, but met so many amazing women, and they started reading the book. And like I said, they find themselves.
Yeah.
And that is what is so beautiful about the mission I'm doing. This is a mission, and I'm really present and on purpose with this because it's so important. It's just so important. And we are actually moving forward with a second book because this one's been so powerful. And anybody that orders an earthing product will receive this book with their products. Everybody gets this book shipped out. That's how important Clint sees this book to be for women. And
it's,
I mean,
so important. It's so important. I mean, you know, Melissa and I talk a lot about, you know, just telling your story in general for mental health is so important, but it's so important to relate to somebody's story. Cause then, you know, then it's like, oh, I get it. Oh my God, that happened to me. Maybe there's something that I can do. You know, earthing is it really is so important, and it is so profound, and it's so simple that it almost defies our logic and the world we live in, where everything has to be complicated, has to be, you know, attached to something that's really hard to do. And earthing and grounding is just not that hard to do. And it's hard to believe that it can have that effect. Maybe you can explain to our audience. I think I've explained it ad nauseum to them sometimes, but I think that coming from you, what grounding is, like, what is happening when you are grounded? How does that happen?
Well, basically going outside, taking your shoes off, and putting your bare feet on the earth is the most simple thing. And it's your God-given right to go outside and do this. And it's free. And you can go outside, you can read a book, you can go out first thing in the morning and just sit there with your bare feet on the earth. And you'll feel Mother Earth's love coming through you and start the calmness through your body and start to drain the inflammation. And you start to receive the electrons from the earth and the electrons in your body, they couple up as one. And you start to notice such a big difference in how you're feeling. And instead of being stressed and overwhelmed with whatever was running around in your head, kind of just melts away. And that's really a simple way to say it. But walking barefoot on the grass, dirt, walking on the beach, you have such a different feeling. Mm-hmm, and to receive these electrons and to have, we do have products for indoor grounding. And so I do ground quite often. I do go outside and ground, but I also ground indoors because I want to have a backup of electrons. So if there's a time where I can't ground, I do have this buildup of these beautiful electrons from Mother Earth. And so we have the earthinginstitute.net, where we have all the science is located on earthinginstitute.net, and all the studies are there, where everybody can go there and check out the earthinginstitute.net and read all the studies. This is real.
Because the what she's saying is, you know, we are electrical beings, our bodies are, you know, it's electricity. We're all frequency. So when your bare feet are touching the ground, there's electricity coming from the earth. Mm-hmm. And then you meet those electrons, but the ones that have, that are like not healthy are released. And that's what inflammation is. It's like a buildup of, positive electrons, right? That are released, positive versus negative ions? Am I getting that right? I'm losing my mind.
Positive charges, inflammation.
Positive charges, inflammation.
Inflammation, yes.
Got it.
And it helps with your circulation. Yes. You immediately start to feel better, and you may turn pink because your circulation is going. And when I first met Clint and he patched me up, I had purple toes and purple fingers because I was busy running a business. And he patched me up and I had no idea what he was doing, but for some reason I sat down and let him do it. And then I started seeing that my feet started getting color in them and my fingers started getting color. And he basically said, "You're a mess." I said, "Okay, thank you." But I knew immediately at that moment when he grounded me, because at the time I owned a wellness center, I needed to take this back and start using it in my wellness center with all these women that I had been working with, because I had been struggling trying to find the right thing to bring to them that would help them to get better and where it would actually be something that would make a big difference. Because a lot of them at certain, well, every age, but there's a lot of mental stuff that's also going on. And so grounding, I've seen such a big difference in grounding individuals, and they become happy and they become peaceful and blissful. And it's just, you know, our ancestors knew about this a long time ago, about connecting with the earth, and we're catching up.
Well, I think what the one thing that we don't know, we don't realize, aside from what you've told us, is that our entire body is conductive.
Mm-hmm.
So one little tiny cell gets affected by this, and the whole body starts going into a healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading through earthing and the benefits and the mental and physiological benefits of earthing, something I'd read said that if a baby is colicky, which is inflammation in their digestive mm-hmm. tract, you put the baby, you get their little body out there somehow, even if it's a blanket laying out there with them, or if they're toddlers and you can hold their little hands and they walk barefoot on there, it'll start the reduction in colic alone. Is something mm-hmm. staggering, like 25 to 28% almost instantly, giving them some relief. And because we are so busy and we have all of the shoes and there's so much money put into marketing of getting the best of the best of the best of this, and it's always a soul that separates us from Earth, it almost takes our power away. And what mm-hmm. I like about the concept of earthing and the science behind earthing is it puts the power back in our own hands. Mm-hmm. And we give away our power too quickly. And I love this title of your book, Olivia, The Mother Effect, because at the risk of sounding as though I'm biased against for mothers and against fathers, I'm not. I know the power of fathers and how important the important role mm-hmm. that fathers play in our lives. I totally understand that. But I think that with the power of this is the whole message behind mother is that something that's giving birth. Someone yes. is giving birth. So Mother Earth giving birth to us to find our balance, to recalibrate who we are. It's so powerful. It's incredibly powerful. And I read your book and some of the stories really brought me to tears. They're just amazing. They're amazing. And did you find that women were eager to come forward? Did you have to coax some of them to come forward? What did you find?
I found that they were eager to come forward. And I basically put it out there and waited for people to start coming in and that were willing to tell their stories. And now that women have read these stories and they started grounding and they're changing their lives, they're showing up because they're like, I want to tell my story. I see how this has helped me and I want to help someone else. And it's just so important to see, for instance, that little grandbaby you were talking to of mine, Ember, she is here. Thank you, Earthing. She is here.
Yep.
Taya, you know, was suffering from endometriosis. And it's just incredible because there's so many more stories that I have in helping with meditation and, you know, mental health.
Yes.
And arthritis and fibromyalgia. And they're not all, one's not better than the other, because everybody was suffering from different things and realized how simple it was for them to go outside and take their shoes off. And for some more severe cases, you do need the patches, you do need other products, but basically it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think we understand inflammation. I think by and large, we as a nation, we as a world don't understand what inflammation does to the body and all the things that you're mentioning, the endometriosis, anything with itis attached, colitis, mm-hmm. anything is all inflammation. And we don't realize that our food choices, our lack of movement, everything is mm-hmm. putting that inflammation in the body. And so, like you said, this is free.
Most degenerative diseases are inflammatory based. And mm-hmm. that's what this deals with more than anything else.
Yep.
So if you get rid of inflammation, you're going to make a difference in whatever you're suffering from. And that's huge. And, I think that every, like all those things that you were talking about, whether it's fibromyalgia or you know, whatever it is, they all have a mental health effect because it's very mm-hmm. depressing to get these yes. things. It's, you yes. know, your fear, you've got fears and all of a sudden you don't move the same way. You can't function the same way. You can't be a mother or a wife, a friend, a husband, whomever, because, you know, you're suffering from that. So the overall effect of earthing. It's so perfect that it's called earthing because it's the earth, you know, it's everything. It's this globe, and it's just not one singular thing. You've got to really incorporate the whole thing. And I think that that's really what this time is about.
Yeah.
You know, in our history, it's about, oh, we've come full circle. We've gone way over here to a technical science side, which is great because you've got that backing. But then it's coming back to what we've, you know, like we are animals, we are nature, we are connected, and we've got to remember that. And coming back to that remembrance is so good. Anyway, so thank you for writing this book.
I have a story about a dog named Jenny that happened to be in the book. Her owner reached out to me and asked if it was okay to put her story in. And I said, yes, because Jenny was an avid grounder. And she would send me pictures quite often of Jenny going and laying on the mat. And before the book was published, Jenny passed away. But I was so grateful to have her in our book and to share with other pet owners that this is also very important for them to get their dogs outside. And if they don't take them outside, to at least get them something indoors to ground with, because
it's so huge. I have to share. And Melissa knows this. We have three cats, you know, two dogs.
And an ark in the backyard.
Yes. Chickens. Well, we do. But but the truth is, we were living in kind of a downtown area, and the cats especially weren't, you know, we can't let them out, right? You let them out, they're in a concrete whatever. We had a deck, but it was all like, you know, there was no earth, right, for them to get into. And my older cat Mal is this wonderful cat that I've had for a really long time, but he just would periodically get sick. But I got I said, please send a grounding blanket a couple months ago. And I would put that grounding blanket, and he would gravitate to that. And that's what pulled him through. And now we're in a place where he can actually go outside. But often, like when it was windy these last couple of days, and I have a grounding mat, you know, where they kind of sleep at night, and they all gravitate towards it. You know, it's huge. They know they're animals. They love it, where they are going to get comfort, because that's what they've done their whole lives.
And his name's no longer Mao. Now it's Mao. Because he's stronger.
That's Mao. Okay. I love it. And it is important for our animals to get outside. There's so many animals that are getting cancer just like their owners. Yep. And they, the ones that are indoors. And I remember being at the Chopra Center and grounding this woman, and she was going through a very difficult time. And I put her on the grounding chair, and her animal was sitting there just shaking. And she told me, she said, when I wake up in the morning, he literally starts shaking because he feels like he has to deal with me. And so I grabbed him and I put him on the chair, because obviously he needed to be grounded too. And he just calmed right down and went to sleep.
Wow.
Well, when I sit on the grounding chair and I have a blanket on it too, everybody comes to me. It's hilarious. Like, I look like, I don't know what I look
Bobby's
like.
Bobby's the biggest pain. He's heavy. So the thing that's interesting is it's what you just brought up, is this woman was having a hard time and their dog was shaking. But one of the things that I think that I want to point out about what you shared is that somebody may not feel any illness, may not feel anything, but anxiety and the stress that we're going through. You turn on the news today and it's just like coming at you 90 to nothing with all the anxiety. So even if you feel like, well, I don't have any aches and pains, and I don't have any itis or otis or anything, you still need this, because it reduces stress. It reduces the stress from your body and the mental stress that we are constantly hit with.
Well, neuroinflammation, right, Olivia? I mean, inflammation in the brain.
Yes. And just, I mean, the anxiety alone is so difficult for individuals, and the sadness. Okay. So some people that are sad and they come and they get grounded, and it can be life-changing for them because they've been sad for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've tried medication, they've tried this, they tried that, but even indoor grounding helps, but just getting outside and being in nature, it makes such a huge difference in getting moving and helping with the anxiety, because some people, they don't know what to do with it.
And I told you that story, Olivia. I think I told you both. The guy that was, he was on Instagram telling this, he was like in tears and whatever. And I know him. So I called him. I'm like, are you okay? And it was right before, I think it was right before we went up to Sedona that one time. Anyway, he was suffering. He was so depressed. He was like suicidal. And I said, look, I'm not claiming to be a doctor. I don't know if what I'm going to say is going to help, but I know it won't hurt. I said, so I want you to go outside. And he lived up in Portland. He still lives there. And I said, and he said, it's raining. And I was like, well, clearly this is part of the problem. You know, he suffers from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I told him to go outside, take your shoes off. I said, even if it's rainy, just take your shoes off. If you're on concrete and there's a little bit of moisture on the concrete, then you are grounded. And I said, if there's a little bit of sun, get your, you know, face up in the sun. Well, he called me an hour and a half later and goes, I don't know what happened, but it's a miracle. And thank you. I was like, it had nothing to do with me. That was Mother Earth, like, taking care of you. And I was so grateful that that had happened. But there are countless stories. So I'm glad you're writing another book for people to you know, there's just all kinds of things that can happen that can shift just by getting grounded.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And different stories, different scenarios, so everyone can go through the books and find themselves, or if they find a friend. I have people buying the book, or when they're buying earthing products and they get another book, sending it to a friend. They're buying them for Christmas presents, and it just is so important to just go outside and take your shoes off and lose your mind and find your soul.
That's beautiful.
Lose your mind and find your soul. SOLESOUL, mama. Absolutely.
Yes. And it's so easy, right?
It really is so easy.
It is. And it really has changed my life. I never thought I would be doing something like this. I owned a wellness center. I owned a day spa. And I thought this is what I was going to do forever. And all of a sudden, I was pulled from here and put over here. And I was like, okay. And so this happened. And I love my mission. I love it.
Yeah. Well,
you're a good spokesperson, because you live it.
And you look like there's so much joy coming out of you. Like, I don't know if anybody, if you're just listening to this, I know if you're in your car on Dash, I just have to say that this woman radiates a joy and a love for herself and Mother Earth. And that's huge. And it's, I think it's hard for us as women, as mothers, as wives, as workers, whatever, to like turn around and take care of ourselves and not feel as though we're being selfish. And this is one of those self-care things that is truly important, and you'll see dramatic results in your life. You'll just see dramatic results in your life. I mean, I know for me, it's gotten rid of my SAD, seasonal affective disorder. It's gotten rid of that, literally. And you know, like for Bobby and I, it's all about when can I go outside? When can I take my shoes off? Those things are so important. When I was living in Idaho, there was a couple of minutes. He went out snowshoe, and no, he would shovel the snow in bare feet. Note to everybody, don't ever do that. But anyway, he was doing it in 32. He found that below 32 degrees, it was actually causing a problem, because that's just dumb. But the truth is that grounding, that literal, like, getting close to the earth, it heals you in body, mind, and spirit. It's so powerful.
You know something that I think children would naturally do this, because little kids like to the tickle mm-hmm. of the grass, right? But it seems to me like the bigger challenge, it, in my own personal experience, are the older people. Like it took mm-hmm. me, Mariel mentioned taking your shoes off to my dad. And my dad, who was, I think, 83 at the time, 82, was saying, that sounds really decadent. I don't know if we should be doing that, because he felt almost like we got outside and he stood there with his toes in the grass, giggling like a 5-year-old little boy, like he was getting away with stealing the teacher's bubblegum or something. He was just giggling mm-hmm. it nonstop. And I took a picture of our feet and sent it to Marilyn. He said, this feels incredibly naughty. And he walking around with that, he was goofy giggly because he kept feeling like this is only what little kids do. I mm-hmm. shouldn't be doing this. And I've got my 85-year-old mother doing it, walking around. And it was, but I got to be honest with you. It's not like, oh yeah, mom, do this. And she said, sure. Or my dad said, all right. They both were like, Melissa, that's a frivolous luxury. That's a little kid thing. And I said, it's really not. And I had to show them a lot of the work that you and Clint have done at earthing.com to prove to them the scientific backing of this, that it wasn't mm-hmm. just a fad, a feel good thing. It was feel good plus.
So yes.
Do you find that, Olivia, that a lot of the older people maybe resist a little bit?
Yes, I do. And a lot of our clients are the age between 30, I would say 70. Mm-hmm. And the women are more, they're eager to get outside and try it and are willing to try it. The men, I just kind of like, you know, they look at me like I'm nuts and I'm okay with that. So I just move on. And but the women are eager to try it. And I tell them my story and how it's changed my life. And I will say the biggest thing that I have received from Mother Earth is peace. Mm-hmm. I have found so much peace from grounding myself yeah. and grounding other women. As I'm grounding them, I'm healing myself.
Absolutely.
And explain that. Why is it healing? Why are you healing yourself when you're grounding them?
Because I'm doing something with purpose.
Yeah.
I'm on purpose with what I'm doing and it feels good. And I have my own healing to do.
Something for somebody else also.
And definitely doing something for someone else that I was given this gift to be able to do and travel around and play with this and have so much fun. And then sitting there and listening to their stories and grounding them and maybe holding their hand and listening to what's going on in their life. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, Olivia, you're so great. We love you. You, you're amazing. And your book, again, we're going to tell our audience, it's called The Mother Earth Effect. It's written by Elizabeth Hoekstra and Olivia Smith, our wonderful guest today. I hope that you will come back and talk more about grounding and any other projects that you're doing, because you're making a huge difference in the world. You and Clint travel all over the country and other countries and help people to understand what grounding is. And in fact, I'll talk to you later, because we've got you coming to a place where we're going to get the whole floor grounded. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole conversation. I mean, there's ways of grounding your home so that you can be grounded barefoot in your home. Anyway, that's another discussion. We're so grateful to have you, Olivia.
Oh, amazing. I am so grateful to be here with you. So grateful to be here with you and Melissa. And I would love it if some of my wonderful, courageous women could come on your show and tell their story, because it's so important.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be great. We'd love it. Anyway, please come back. We love you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that was a great interview. I'm so excited. I'm very happy to be sharing her message, because I think it's such an important message. You know, I mean, both Melissa and I were friends of Olivia. So thank you. Thank you for that. Everybody should be grounding. Even if you never get a grounding product, you should go out, just take your shoes off in your grass.
You're grounded.
You're grounded. Get grounded, damn it. Anyway, so we've got holidays coming up. I think that we should talk about that, because, it can be a really great time for many people. And it also can be one of the saddest and most depressing times.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of people. And that breaks my heart because I know how tough it is for people that don't have families or whatever. Whatever the situation is, we know that there are many people out there struggling during this period of time.
It's a stressful time because family dynamics are stressful. And even a slight can be taken differently around this time. And so when people overreact, which I've experienced myself in my family, when people overreact from your opinion on the outside, if they overreact to a situation, you got to get quiet. I have to get quiet and just realize this could be generational trauma that's coming forward. People act a certain way around the holidays when they may not act that way at other times. They may be able to blow off something, but all of a sudden now they're angry and they can shut down. So I think for my home, because I've raised my children, Billy and I've raised our children with the concept of feng shui and energy, that I am so intentional on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm so highly intentional, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Every single choice I make, from the gifts that I give, to the way I wrap, to the where I place the decor around my home, to the way I place the food on the table, is so intentional. And that can be exhausting for some people. They're like, just slap it on the table. I'm very cognizant of where I'm placing everything, even down to the color of placemats, because I know that color, sound, taste, all of the senses are highly effective, and they can affect your mood, your mindset, your physiology. And so I think my one message that my clients call me and say, Melissa, what do I need to know for the holidays for my energy? I'm the year of dragon or sheep or ox. I always say, that's not the point here. The point here is for you to get very centered in the morning and determine that you're going to come from a place of peace and love. And so everything you do, when I'm cooking, I have little framed note that I typed up and I put in my kitchen by the stove that says good thoughts only. Because when I'm cooking, I'm not at the stove thinking, and what about, you know, Uncle Fester and the fact that he did this, you know, I'm not doing any of that, man. I am not cooking your food with any negative energy.
So it's so important. People don't realize the energy behind food. You can go and think about, if you've ever been to some place, and even fast food, you don't feel good partially because there's no love involved. There's no kind of intentional gratitude into that food, but especially during the holidays. And it's why I love Thanksgiving so much, because I think that Thanksgiving's really just about getting together with people and sharing your gratitude, right? Yep. At least that's what it should be about. Yes, it's about food, but that food should be filled with that gratitude, filled with that love, filled with that sense of oh, this is this time of year. Yep. And when you lose that and it becomes about the present you're giving, and if you gave somebody so-and-so the right whatever.
Right.
And then you lose the sense of really what these holidays are about. And that's really should be about love and gratitude. And that's it, you know? And the intention behind making food is it's so powerful. I love to cook as well, but you're so intentional. And it's part of your parenting. It's part of your, you know, it's something I've learned from you, and I love that. Anyway, I think everybody can take that away and know that that's such a, if you never did anything for anybody else but make a beautiful soup and just thought good thoughts while making,
yes,
I mean, that would be powerful. You just don't have, you have no idea, because we are energetic beings. We're affected by the energy around us. I don't know about all of you listening, but I know that if I go into a home that is like not, and I'm not talking about ghosts, but like when the energy feels weird and you just don't feel comfortable, you know that weird stuff's going on there. Yep. Like, I don't even know what it is, but sometimes you just don't feel comfortable. I think the holidays are about like shift that energy if you can, and create an energy of love and gratitude and joy.
Yes. Yes.
And we have the ability to do that. Sorry.
And I'll tell you one quick thing in feng shui is that it's really important that your landscape of food have a balance of colors. So you want yellow oranges, and you want red peppers and pimentos or whatever. You want the colors on there because that pleases the eye. That's why the salads, you make amazing salads with this incredible homemade dressing that is, I have now resorted to using because I don't think I've ever tasted anything as good as what you make. But the thing about your salads is the way you make your salads is how somebody should think about the whole Thanksgiving meal, because your salads have this vibrant green and oranges and reds and all these beautiful colors that are so appealing to the eye. And that's how your landscape should look in Thanksgiving. It really should. And
I'm like you, I love to make the table look pretty. I mean, I've already set the place up. So everybody doesn't realize I've just moved to a different house, and the house that we moved into has it already had this table here, but is the biggest table I've ever seen on the earth.
It's a dance floor on legs.
It's just bizarre. It's so big. And it seats, I kid you not, it seats 18 people. Now it's not long, but there's a billiard table underneath it. Long story. Don't really understand that part, but so anyway, I've already set the placemats out.
Bobby's going to be at the head of it with the King Henry VIII turkey leg. I want a picture of that.
I'm super excited. Number one, it's a new home, but also it's a very cool table in the sense that it's very squared. It's not a long, so it's like, you know, people way down there. It's square, so you can really... like you can engage with everybody. So I'm excited to see what it's going to be like. Anyway, I'll let you all know. So the holidays, you know, all of those people out there that are, you know, thinking about the holidays and they do anticipate it being anxious, remember, you're number one, you're not alone. There's so many people are coming up against the same things. I mean, even to the point, like my own daughters will sometimes show up and they will act like they did when they were 14 and 11, right? You know, I don't know what it is. Energetically, we go back. It's like we go into the womb again and we behave the way we did as a child. So sometimes it's just a reminder to try to observe the way that you're behaving. Like, why am I like, whoa, wait, maybe I don't need to do that. You know, if you're able to pull away and kind of observe yourself being this person that you used to be, you don't have to be that person anymore. It's very interesting, but the dynamic of sometimes parents or in-laws will make you feel as though you're a child again.
It's true.
And that can be very challenging for people. It's just know you're not alone and that give yourself a break and forgive yourself for anything that may come up.
But draw the line if you're over 21 and someone's slapping you at the kiddie table. Draw the line. Stand up for yourself.
Wait a second. I left the kiddie table when I was 11.
Although you might want to be at that table. That might be the one that's more calm and fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is great. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. We send you all the best and all the love possible. And we're grateful for you. And thank you so much for listening to Outcomes of Sun podcast. And remember, we do this for the Mariel Hemingway Foundation.org, which is a resource navigator, which is going to become a resource navigator. We're still working on it. So if you look us up and you go, where is this stuff? That's why we're trying to raise money, is so that we can create a site where you can find the solutions to your mental health problems, no matter where you are in the country and hopefully eventually the world. So that's it. That's all I've got for you, and happy holidays.